I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. China is encountering all kinds of obstacles as it prepares to host the Summer Olympics. The latest is a forest of algae lying in thick layers on coastal waters. That poses a big problem for the Olympic sailing events, so Chinese authorities have ordered a drive to clear the algae and to block more algae from drifting into the area where the sailing competitions will be held. Officials say they'll need at least 2 weeks to clear the waters. The World's Mary Kay Magstad is in Beijing. So, Mary Kay, what is this actually look like?
It looks like one big carpet of green that's basically covering a cove that goes into the port of Qingdao. And this is a serious problem for sailors. It's so thick they couldn't possibly sail through it. Now, Chinese officials, particularly those connected to the Olympics, are saying, no worries, we've got 1,000 boats out there, we've got 10,000 people, we're clearing that stuff, we'll get it cleared in a couple of weeks. That's yet to be seen, and some people who are already there training for the Olympics, for the sailing events, are saying, if it doesn't get cleared, it's going to be a serious problem.
So how is the cleanup going? I mean, it sounds like they're pretty confident of success, but 2 weeks to get it all cleaned up? I mean, just looking at the picture in the New York Times today, it's a massive carpet of algae.
It's a massive carpet of algae. It's been there a month already, actually, and it's just gotten worse as time has gone on. They say they've already cleared 100,000 tons of weeds, but it begs the question of how much is left and how much more might form in the weeks before the Olympics. I mean, I think the important point is they're on it. They've got a lot of people coming in. They've made it a big priority because they want the Olympics to go smoothly. And it seems like just time after time in recent weeks, things have been tripping up their efforts to try to make the Olympics go smoothly.
Now, you said it's been there for a month. What caused it?
Chinese authorities are saying this was a natural environmental occurrence. It had nothing to do with pollution. But algae in general does grow easily in polluted water, particularly water with high concentrations of nitrogen and phosphorus. And in fact, as we speak, there's also another algae bloom on tributaries of the Yangtze River that goes on for several miles. They're also trying to clean that up and are planning to shut down factories and fish farms and try to cut off the flow of fertilizer from farmland into the river. So, there is a recognition elsewhere in China that algae can be caused by pollutants. In the case of Qingdao, they're saying that wasn't what happened. This is just something they couldn't have avoided, and they're doing the best they can, given what the situation is.
Now, the Olympics are actually happening in Beijing, but Qingdao is this coastal area where these sailing events will take place for the Olympics. What is Qingdao like? What kind of city is it?
Qingdao is about 400 miles southeast of Beijing. It's a coastal city. It's actually quite a charming place. I've been there a couple of times. It was many years ago, about a century ago, a German port city. So there are still some German colonial-type buildings there, including this wonderful sort of palace on a hill that some German count had back in the late 19th century. And in fact, Mao Zedong stayed there in the 1950s, around the time that he was planning the anti-intellectual campaign. There are other reminders of the German presence in Qingdao, like even some of the potholes in the street have German writing on them. Qingdao itself is a very economically vibrant city. It gets a lot of investment from Korea and, to a lesser extent, Japan. And they've been quite proud of what they've been able to do economically. They're a relatively clean city compared to other cities in China. And by hosting this one Olympic event, the sailing event, they were hoping to bring an international spotlight onto themselves in a positive way. How they deal with this algae bloom is obviously going to have some effect on how the rest of the world sees them.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing on the algal bloom. That's the latest Olympic headache in China. For pictures of that massive green bloom, come to theworld.org. Mary Kay, very good to speak with you.
Good to speak to you too, Marco. Thanks.